This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has listed three priorities for the next decade: more structural reforms, deepening innovation, and simpler governance. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi asserted that his government's reform express is benefiting common citizens in a big way. PM said this year's union budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. He added that budget is not a now or never moment born out of compulsion, but a we are ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. He highlighted that the benefits of a decade of defense reforms were evident during Operation Sindoor, asserting that India has to be prepared at all times to deal with security challenges. He stressed that India has a duty to modernize its defense sector in line with current realities as a country that is playing an increasingly important role in the world. Citing the allocation of 7.85 lakh crore rupees to the defense sector in the Union Budget 26-27, Mr. Modi said the outlay is 15% higher than the previous budget. He further stated that it is also the biggest chunk given to any ministry or department. PM also said that the tax incentives announced in the budget are designed to accelerate investment in this space, lower the cost of building advanced facilities, and position India as a globally competitive destination for data infrastructure. Prime Minister also said that women will play the most important role in creating Viksit Bharat, and initiatives taken by the government will empower them. Emphasizing that private sector is critical for the next phase of economic transformation, PM requested a decisive response from them. He added that private sector must focus less on protecting margins and invest aggressively in R&D, supply chain and quality. He said the next leap to Viksit Bharat will depend on bold investment by private sector in innovation, long-term capacity and global competitiveness. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is all set to get underway in New Delhi today. The five-day summit will be the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castejón, President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, PM of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayaka, Vice President of Seychelles Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgay. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Ahead of the AI Impact Summit 2026 commencing today in New Delhi, traffic advisory has been issued. According to the advisory, the delegates attending the summit at Bharat Mandapam and Sushma Swaraj Bhavan are advised to use public transport due to limited parking and revised gate access. They have also been advised to plan their arrival as per the updated entry protocols and cooperate with security personnel for smooth conduct of the event. Meanwhile, Delhi Traffic Police has also issued a traffic advisory stating that restrictions will be imposed on several roads near Bharat Mandapam during the summit. National Biodiversity Authority has released over 10 lakh rupees to strengthen biodiversity conservation and support local communities across the country. The amount has been disbursed under the Access and Benefit Sharing ABS framework amongst 24 districts across India. These districts span 9 states and 1 union territory. A full body of the Election Commission of India, ECI, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, will be visiting Guwahati today to review states' preparedness for the upcoming 2026 assembly elections, accompanied by Election Commissioners S.S. Sandhu and Vivek Joshi. During their 3-day-long tour, the Commission will hold detailed meeting with senior officials of the state and representatives of various political parties. And that is the end of this news bulletin.